Epilogue. With a lone Twi'lek on stage, singing light and easy Raboa tunes to a handful of listeners, the Red Ronto seemed almost sleepy compared to Leia's last visit. A furry-faced Bothan sat alone in the far corner, blowing hookah smoke into a filtration vent in the wall. A gang of hangar mechanics nursed drinks after a mid-afternoon shift change. Even the bartender looked relaxed, leaning against his pipe-swaddled swill dispenser with all four arms folded across his chest. At the moment, there was no place Leia would rather be. She and Tahn were sitting in the same booth where they had first met Omad Kaeg nearly 3 months ago. Omad was here again, too, crowded around the table with Tahiri, Ohali, Ben, Luke, and best of all, Jaina and Jag. They were all joking and laughing, and paying no attention at all to the curious glances from the cantina's other patrons. And Lando was just returning from the bar, carrying their second bottle of Corellian Reserve.
"So, are you sure Myrta Gev got away?"
Han was asking no one in particular.
"She couldn't have been moving very fast. I cut up her leg pretty bad."
"What can I say?"
Tahiri replied. She was sitting between Jaina and Omad.
"Ben and I covered every centimeter of base prime while we were setting the demolition charges. Gev wasn't there."
"I'm betting she escaped with Astara," said Ben, who was sitting next to his father. "I saw both of them retreating into the Kref's residence right after we breached the wall. After that, there was no sign of them."
"Great," Han muttered. "A Mandalorian teaming up with a Sith. Now they both qualify for blast on sight."
"Maybe,"
Leia said. She laid her hand on Han's knee and gave it a squeeze to calm his nerves.
"But that's not going to be our problem, remember?"
The storm clouds drained from Han's face, and he flashed his most endearing cockeyed grin.
"Of course I remember," he said. "It's the best plan ever. You, me, and the Falcon, with all the time in the void and about 1,000 galactic wonders to see. How could I forget?"
"You're really gonna do it?"
Lando asked, opening the reserve and starting to pour another round.
"Han and Leia Solo retire?"
Leia felt Han tense up again, just a little, and she gave his knee another squeeze. So far, he had been doing a good job of pretending the torture sessions on Base Prime were no big deal. But she knew he was hurting, both inside and out, and he needed time to recover.